G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The second technical meeting of the G20 Anti-Corruption Working Group has just ended in Paris. The event was attended by representatives of the nations that make up the forum to discuss principles, reports, and action plans, and to share best practices in public contracts. The Minister of Brazil's Comptroller General, Vinicius Marques de Carvalho, highlighted advances towards the goals of the Brazilian presidency and the need to promote integrity in the private sector.
Uma agenda que a gente tenta desenvolver no G20 é justamente garantir.
The minister says, at the G20 we are trying to promote an agenda around which we hope private companies can make progress with us. In Brazil, we have developed an agenda aligned with the private sector that we call the Business Integrity Pact, for instance. In this way, they can self-evaluate their integrity. Carvalho highlighted the importance of advancing the fight against the illegal resources that circulate globally. He emphasized the need to address issues referring to tax havens and to create models for countries to control financial transactions and illicit resources.
A gente precisa enfrentar e criar modelos em que os países se comprometam.
We need to tackle this and create models in which countries commit to having control over transactions and, above all, over these resources that circulate around the world. The meeting in Paris also focused on developing the next action plan for 2025 to 2026. In this context, Brazil presented G20 countries with its ALICE system, an artificial intelligence platform to identify risks in public tenders. The system analyzes government procurement data daily, detecting fraud and irregularities so as to avoid wasting public funds. The ALICE system has already analyzed 376,000 processes, which resulted in 732 investigations. Minister Vinicius Marques de Carvalho closed by asking for the delegation's support in achieving the goals of this year's anti-corruption agenda.
Só o ano passado, a Controladoria-Geral da União e a Polícia Federal fizeram juntas 56.
The minister says, last year alone, Brazil's Controller General and Federal Police carried out 56 operations together up to now. The transparency agenda is a project towards expanded democracy. A state that cannot be transparent has difficulty justifying its policies, and its population has difficulty seeing itself reflected in what it does. The next meeting of the working group will be in October in Natal, alongside the anti-corruption ministerial meeting. From the G20 newsroom in Brasília, Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.